Hey, everybody, it's Mike with the Daily BM, and on this episode, we talk about Bush. And I'm not talking about the past president. I'm talking about that hairy little beaver that everybody loves to pet. So like and subscribe, and hope you enjoy the episode. Hey, fuckers, it's another day at the Daily BM. What's going on? Mikey's in the house. What's up? What's up, you asshat?
Nah, same old shit. I prefer more asshole than asshat, just saying.
Nope. You're an asshat. You wear asses on your head.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I hope she's hot.
Nope, it's a dude. Big, sweaty, Japanese man.
Just my type. I love Asians.
sumo style.
I'm not a discriminator. I like them all, dude. I don't care.
You like sumo? You like sumo wrestlers?
I mean, if they were hot. If it was a chick, I mean, you know.
No, it's a dude. It's a dude sumo wrestler.
Okay, so is it... Well, Japanese guys have small wieners, supposedly.
Allegedly.
I don't know this, but allegedly have small wieners. So I don't know if I'd be interested. Well, maybe I might be interested because then I don't have to pack, you know, the punch in the butt, so to speak.
I don't even know where this is going. Like,
I don't either. You know,
I have no idea where you're trying to go with that because there's no
way
to save
say,
that.
I was going to say, I don't understand how my brother, like, because my brother's gay, and he's like the... I guess they have, like, in the gay world, you have, like, your... people say straight men will always go giver and receiver, but they have like the teddy bear is like the fluffy guy, kind of like you, a fluffy guy that's hairy, you know, and he's like the cuddly
guy. Really hairy.
And you're kind of a hairy motherfucker, dude. You could braid your fucking back. I'm just joking.
No, I actually can't. You know what? You know what's wild? So
your
I don't have a lot of hair on my ass. Okay.
Wait. How the fuck do you know if you got what do you all right, I gotta ask. Do you look in the fucking mirror at your ass hair?
No, sometimes when I'm standing there posing naked, I see my ass. And
how
it's not like.
How the fuck do you see your ass when you pose naked? I gotta know this.
You just, when you do the angle and you're like.
Do you like look in the mirror at your butt? Are you serious?
Fuck yeah, dude. I check out my dump trunk.
Do you put the mirror between your legs and look down?
No, never done that. Nope.
I swear.
Never done that.
You know, I always laugh because like girls post pictures on the internet about like if they ever get like a dick pic, it's always like the position where like guys' cocks look huge, but the reality is it's totally misleading because it's all like angles. It's the same thing with their selfies when they raise them over them.
I was trying to go somewhere with that story before you cut me off.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry. I went straight for the dick thing.
And then, you know, like most women's asses, actually all the women I've ever seen, their asses are hairless. Like I've never seen a hairy ass woman. Have you?
I plead the fifth.
All right. So. Going with my original statement, it's like, I haven't seen it. And then the other day, this dude like was losing his pants out in public. Like it was, they were falling off.
He looked like a silverback
gorilla.
His ass
popped out. And literally it was like, he was wearing a second set of pants, like hair pants. Like he was so fucking hairy, bro. I was like, my God, man. Like if you shit, does it cling to your ass? Like what?
He uses a roll to wipe his ass.
Sasquatch. Like, I'm like, Jesus, dude. I'm like, this guy literally, if his whole body is this hairy, he could literally run out into the woods naked and people would be like, fucking Bigfoot. He's right there. It's fucking Bigfoot. I swear to God, dude, because he was so fucking hairy. And I was like, wow.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing too, man. It's like
mind blown.
I literally had a girl once that she was fucking hairy like that. It like grossed me out. I mean, she was a beautiful girl.
With a hairy ass.
A beautiful face. I'm dude. No, it's not a dude. I was in Thailand. I was in Thailand. No, I'm just kidding. I was in Thailand.
You're about to bang a dude.
It really wasn't a dude, man. She was Italian. And so, but she had like hairy arms. Like her arms, dark hair as well. So I knew her ass was going to be the same way. You know what I mean?
I doubt that.
No, dude, shit. Because she had. Well, here's the fucked up part. I sound like such an asshole. I mean, this was like 30 years ago. This was like 30 years ago, dude. But I'm just telling you, dude, she had like hair, like a hairy lip, but she got her lip waxed. Why the fuck wouldn't you wax your arms? You
know what I mean? This is something I need to know, guys. Could you please let me know if you have hairy asses, like women out there? Like if the. Brad is just making a correlation with hairy arms to hairy asses. But I think you can have hairy arms. Like, ooh. I've got pretty hairy arms.
But you're a dude.
Have a, And not, but I don't have a hairy ass. So I don't, I'm assuming that a woman might be able to have hairy arms and not have a hairy ass.
I couldn't get by, dude, because if I looked at her arms, man, if I'm like getting at it and I see her arms, dude.
Well, that's because
like,
you shave your arms like a weirdo.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking gross. I'm sorry. But if you look like a
weirdo.
If you look like a chimpanzee, dude, I'm sorry.
Which I mean, literally it's sucks. Gross. Like, cause like if you haven't shaved for like 24 hours and you like rub up against somebody, it's like fucking sandpaper.
Yeah, I don't really. Well, why the fuck should I be like, rubbing up on you?
It's anyway. Like a shark. No, I can just only imagine for your. I can only imagine.
Dude, I shave daily now, asshole. But thank you very much.
Now I know why your woman was so abrasive. It's because she was like constantly being roughed up by your sandpaper.
No,
hands.
She's abrasive because she's an asshole. An asshole.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, but it takes an asshole to marry an asshole. So whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I don't. I claim my fame at being a butthole. I don't care. But no, dude, like the body hair, I don't know about you, but body hair to me is just disgusting. If there's too much of it, dude, it's gross. Like nobody wants to go downtown on a woman, dude, that's got a fucking book. Dude, all right, I'm gonna get blunt here. I don't give a shit. That looks like
downtown.
A fucking oak tree. You know what I mean?
You shit know, looks like, I'll tell you what.
You like hairy beavers, don't you?
No. But you know, that's funny. It's kind of like air conditioning.
Wait, what?
Once you've experienced life with air conditioning, you can never go back. But you see all these people that don't have air conditioning and they're happy fucking go lucky. They're out there, the 90 degree weather, they're sweating their ass off and they're like, I'm fucking happy. Then there's guys like us that have AC. We walk outside and we just bitch and complain the whole time. So Bush is kind of like that. Like once.
No, it's not.
Go. Yes, it is. Listen to me. Once you go from having hairy Bush to having clean beaver, you don't want to go back to hairy Bush. Whereas if you only had hairy Bush, you were fucking happy. You were happy go lucky because that's all you got. I mean, every once in a while you got a little dental floss and you had to like, you know, clean your teeth and shit out if you were muff diving. But
you don't do the pregame check before you go down.
Well,
there's a pregame check. You put your hand down there and you got to feel first to see if there's anything down there like hair.
No, I don't think that there's very many women out there that have hairy bushes. Like it's been decades. Since
I'll be honest with you.
Since I've run
I've only
into
had
a hairy bush.
One girl probably, and I'm not going to give you my fucking body count, but it's up there. I'm kind of like Daniel.
4 million.
Daniel. What is it? Daniel Tosh. Is it Tosh? He said the same thing. He goes, I don't know. He goes, I stopped counting at 296.
Oh, Jesus. Fucking
so the reality is like I think I've only had listen, let's leave your mama out of this, okay? She was willing and I said okay. But that all being said,
yeah, but
son,
do you ever say no? That's the question.
No, dude, no way, dude. She takes her teeth out, I fucking love it. No,
I mean
just kidding.
For anybody.
I'm just actually I have twice. My whole lifetime. First one was the hairy muff girl. Swear to God, dude, hairiest muff I've ever put my hand on.
Did she? You reached down there.
Oh, I did the pregame check. It's like checking for the dick. You got to check for the dick these days. You know what I mean? But I was like this.
I could see that.
Yeah, so I went down there and I went, oh my God. It was like I picked up an SOS pad, bro. I could have scrubbed my dishes with it. It was so thick.
Damn.
And I was like, she's like, oh, you want to? She started to grab my head. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I ain't going down there. Mm-mm.
You know, it's funny. I was watching The Sopranos.
Wait, and there's this, how do we go from Harry Bush to Sopranos?
There's episode, it's called Boca. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which in this episode, Junior, it starts off where he's basically getting compliments from his Gamar about how good he is at eating her out.
Okay.
And he's like, let's keep it between yourself, because I guess back in the day, from what the Italian mob, what's the guy that does like, not the correspondent, but like they bring up the consultant, the Italian mob consultant said, like in the Italian mob, like if you'd go down on a woman, that means you would go down on a dick, you know? So if it gets out, like that's grounds they could kill you over. So it was a big fucking deal back in the day.
You go down on a dick. No, I would not go down on a dick
like that. So this episode was funny because, like, you know, they were talking about it on The Sopranos, because like they were going down and it was like such a thing. And here we are now where we're like, oh, we don't want to talk about it anymore. You know what I mean? And the episode, the reason it's called Boca in Italian means mouth. And did you know that Boca Raton means mouth of a rat?
Well,
which is kind of funny.
You notice how all the rich people live down there. Just saying.
Yeah. What was I going to say?
I don't know if you don't know.
Yeah. So that it's funny that, you know, nowadays we just literally like we just talk about that and it's no big deal. But back in the before, it could be like murder
life or death. Like, well, I hate to say out, it's life or death for your face and tongue, too. I hate to tell you this.
Like people could kill you. You know what I mean?
That bush will kill your face. I'm just telling you. Anybody who's now, you know, landing strips, whatever, you know what I mean? I get it. You got landing strips, you got a little bit of fucking shit that's above it, you know, whatever, but that still fucks up your fucking face. I mean, like your upper lip back, because when I was cleanly shaven back then before my beard, I get fucking jacked up, dude. You come out looking like a fucking tomato by the time you're all done. And I'm not talking about like anything. It's just from the friction rubbing on your face, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I've always been one of those guys where if the muff is too buff, I'm out. You know, and
yeah,
it would be as soon as I touch it. Nope, I'm good. And it, you know, and again, I mean, I'm not trying to be like a dick, but it's like, you know, I assumed, hey, hairy arms, hairy muff.
So
just saying,
one time back in the day before, you know, because I'm young enough to where it was women weren't into the full shaving when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have you ever gagged on a pube?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to get at, dude. It's disgusting.
That's like the worst sensation ever. Like, So I feel bad for girls that have like guys that like they go down on that and get like.
Have you ever had a girl tell you that you have too much hair down there and you need to fucking do something about it?
No, just they just couldn't find it. They're like, I can't find it.
They're like, wait, what's you? This? What's this? It's like pee pee time. It's like, but no.
Jurassic World.
They couldn't find it. They went all through the fucking forest.
No, like, he's like, listen, if I wanted to search for, he's like, listen, if I wanted to search for a needle in a haystack, I would have lived on a farm.
No, it's true though, man. I mean, I'll
never had that problem. I never had that problem.
What's that?
Where they couldn't find it. I did. I mean, I have had the situation where they didn't tell me, but I could tell that it was just I had too much. So I had to like turn it back.
Yeah, dude.
Back in the day when manscaping wasn't really talked about. Like, that's something my dad and I never
discussed, man. Ever.
Ever. Like,
well, I am a hairy motherfucker. I'll be the first one to tell you. Dude, I could grow a fucking bush that would hide my dick. I mean, that's how much hair I could get down there if I really wanted
Jesus. Keep you warmer in the winter.
It's bad. So that I just remember the girl giving me a blowjob, dude. And she was like, when she was done, she was polite. She was super sweet. She was nice about it, but she was like, you know, you should really think about trimming back a little bit. And I thought, from that day forward, seriously, from that day forward, I've always cleaned my boys completely smooth clean. Like, there is not a fucking single hair strand down there. And I shave on the daily, every shower, touch up time. You know what I mean? To make sure it's all everything down there smooth as hell. And I'm sure my wife extremely appreciates it because, you know, I never wanted somebody to ever fucking tell me that, but I was glad that the woman did tell me that.
Yeah. I kind of learned a long time ago to like check ego when people tell you stuff like that, because it takes a lot for somebody to tell you stuff that you don't want to hear. So I realized pretty quickly that, you know, you just need to suck it up and just realize, okay, is this constructive or are they trying to be destructive? And if it's them trying to make you better, then you just got to roll with it, you know?
Well, the sheer fact that she stayed down there and finished
Trust me. She's like, I'm not really enjoying this, but you know what? I'm a fucking team player.
And once she was totally a team player, dude. Trust me, she was a team player. But all I'm saying is that I appreciated the honesty. I didn't get offended. I went, holy shit. I felt, if anything, I was more embarrassed because I was like,
so that how are you able to keep it up?
What do you mean?
I feel like for me, that would literally be a fucking like deal breaker. I'd be like, rap, woo.
What do you mean?
Like
keep it up.
Like
I was done.
Oh,
I already finished. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
she
finished. That was really nice of her. It wasn't amid.
No, dude, she finished, dude, for sure. Yeah, trust me, I remember.
But it wasn't like amid, like, you know, like, you know what? You're kind of a hairy dude. You're like, don't talk with your mouth full.
I was like, shut up, bitch.
And she's like, this is for going back to you. It's not. Yeah.
I was like, shut up, bitch, take the dick. I thought she was like trying to be, I thought she was just trying to be sexual. I didn't know. No, all joking around aside. No, seriously, like, she did a good job. But all I'm saying is that nice. It was very sweet. It was very sweet. It was polite. She so wasn't an asshole about it. And after I was done, the next time we hooked up, she was like, she gave me a fucking okay symbol after, you know, taking it all down.
Oh, she was so like she was so enthralled. She couldn't even talk. It was so heartfelt.
I know, it was because she knew she knew I didn't take it like as an asshole. I did it because, you know, I wanted to get a blowjob again. I'm just, who wouldn't, right? I mean, if it's good, you're gonna be like, all right, you know.
Yeah, nice. Noise. Like it's such a good feeling.
This is more ways than one. Listen, man, I say we cut out a little early today. We'll get everybody off the hook and give them a 15-20 minute show and get out of here. What do you think?
Yeah, I like it. It's just like your sex life. Get out quick.
Yeah, guys. Hey, I know we were talking about that stuff, but it's just like my sex life. In and out in 60 seconds. Trust me, dude.
Real quick, on a horror note, on a side note, like the other night, I got to make a public apology to my wife.
Oh, no. What?
Like we were going at it, and she was like, well, what about me? And I was like, yeah, what about you? I was like, we don't have enough time for you. I'm sorry. This is going to be all about me today. So I'm kind of an asshole. So I definitely need to give her a little bit more love and attention. So that's good.
I guess so. You fucking greedy bastard.
I was greedy.
I'm sorry, Mikey's wife. I'm telling you, I'm in your corner on this one. He is a greedy, selfish asshole.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
You're like, dude, call me. I'm joking.
Why are you going after my wife, you fucking weirdo? Damn. Anyways, with that, guys, remember the solidarity of marriage. Don't let Brad near your woman because obviously he can't control himself. And I'm out. Deuces. For my boy Eric C. God, I miss him.
Oh, I miss it too, man. Love you, Eric. Love you. And we miss you. We'll catch you guys on the flip side. See you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
Deuces.